Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to the Jones Blog Spot.
What's up, people? It's your boy Peanut, aka Mr. Motherfucking Jones, in your residential neighborhood area, chilling on this laid back Wednesday, man. We got the panel, lovely Daisy in the building. How you doing?
I'm tired, Peanut. I'm so tired.
I know that's right, man. Another day, another dollar. We got my nigga, Southpaw the Poet. Was good.
What's up, family? What's up? What y'all doing today on this laid back Wednesday? What's up?
Man, it started snowing in this biz naive.
I know.
It's a little early
it started
for that.
Snowing. Right. Oh, sounds mad as hell. Mad than the motherfucker started snowing, man. That's bullshit. So
it's
anyhow,
so
man.
I was not expecting this.
I'm a winner, baby.
This is the cuddle weather.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't cuddle for too long. I always fall asleep. It's hard to cuddle. I be getting sleepy.
Big women start
okay,
going
so
up right now.
So with that being said, man, we're going to go ahead. Man, Daisy, you know, get our thoughts together. We're going to let North and South Paul handle his business. What's good, man?
Yes, sir. I'm going to do this hip-hop urban news for y'all. It's October 23rd, 2013. First off, I'd like to send a happy belated birthday to our co-host, lovely Daisy. Can you get a round of applause for her? Happy belated birthday. We love you over at the JVS. And,
thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I just turned 21 today. So, you know.
Yeah, that's
Gucci.
What's up, man.
Okay, my fault.
All right. Also, another birthday today. I don't know if y'all hit to him, but he support hip-hop to the fullest. Dr. Michael Ed Dyson, his birthday is today. So I want to send a happy birthday out to him. All right, in my news, the TLC story aired Monday night on VH1, and if you missed it, you can watch it again on the VH1 app. Okay? All right. And today the rumors, Eminem is not beefing with Kendrick Lamar. He has added to his upcoming tour Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole. Okay? Now, Queen Latifah, I don't know if people know Queen Latifah has a talk show. Comes on 4 o'clock Eastern Time in our city. So Queen Latifah had Nicki Minaj as a guest on her show. Female rapper talk show host having a female rapper on as a guest. And big ups to female rappers. You know, I love female rappers, so I'm always supporting that. And in my last piece of news, DMX bankruptcy case on the verge of being thrown out. Earl Simmons is in jeopardy. Earl Simmons, DMX bankruptcy case may be in jeopardy because of X faulty financial records. DMX filed for bankruptcy back in July, claiming he has less than $50,000 in assets, despite having a debt over $10 million. According to reports, DMX case is being questioned because he has failed to appear at any other meetings with the creditors. The discrepancies, X states that he makes $5,000 a month, but in another report, $1,600 a month. He also claims to have nothing in clothing assets, yet missed $1,000 a month in clothing expenses. Due to inconsistencies, the United States Justice Department wants one of two things to happen. The case dismissed immediately, or his Chapter 11 filing, which allowed debt restructure, dropped to Chapter 7 filing, which means he would have to have his assets liquidated. And that's to convert assets to cash or to settle or pay a debt. And that's all my hip-hop urban news I have for y'all today on this October 23rd, 2013. And I pass it back to Peanut, a.k.a. Mr. Motherfucking Jones. You hear me?
There it is. I don't see. Okay, I'm going to make a quick statement. I thought that shit with DMX. I don't see how you become... You go from multi-millionaire as nigga, you know what I'm saying, one of the most loved hip-hop artists to, crack is a hell of a drug, you know what I'm saying, like, fuck it. I mean, he said he came in the game admitting he had an addiction with that shit or whatever, damn, that's fucked up to say you're not getting money like that no more. All right, moving on, man.
And he said he was making $13 million a year.
Damn.
I don't know where that shit went. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can't judge.
All right. So moving on, man. Happy birthday to my homeboy Freddie Jernet. Turns 34 today. Turn up, my nigga. Flamboyant Freddie. All right. Then Kathy Belton. She turns 52 today. You know what I'm saying? Kathy, you know what I'm saying? Turn up. Ebony Wester. Happy birthday. And T.R. Campbell. Classmate, you know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, man. T turned 33 today. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing, homie. All right, moving on. Okay, man. Today's topic, mama knows best. Your son is a mama's boy. Okay, now, I want to know, is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? I always thought, you know what I'm saying, if I think it's a good and bad thing. I think it's a bad thing because if you were a woman, you know what I'm saying, you can't always, especially if you're in a heavy relationship, you can't let mama, you can't go to mama for everything. Sometimes you got to, you know what I'm saying, man it out, tough it out. But then sometimes, you know, you have to look at a situation like this right here. There's no woman's going to love you like your mother loves you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with that being said, since we got, you know what I'm saying, Daisy, the lady of the, you know what I'm saying, show, what you think about a mama boys? Do you think mama always know best when it comes to her son?
I don't think mama know best when it comes to either a daughter or a son once that child is an adult. Once you're an adult and you start making real life decisions, what your mama think no longer matters. And I think it's a lot. There's too many, it's really too many mama boys and spoiled little daddy's girls out there, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm really not one to talk, because I'm not going to lie. Like, my grandparents, I'm still spoiled, you feel me? Like, my Time Warner, I didn't sign up for Time Warner. My granny just wanted me to have it, so she paid the bill every month. So, you know what I mean? I'm a person that, I'm not going to lie, ain't no shame in my game. I'm pretty fucking spoiled, but at the same time, I don't dictate my life by what my family members want me to do. You know what I mean? If my family had a problem with the man I was dating, that would be their problem, not mine. As long as I'm happy and healthy, I would have to, you know, get over it. But I do see a lot of people who run home to mommy and daddy or just mommy or whatever, you know, because their girlfriend or their baby mama acting out of pocket, so they go sleep at their mama house. Like, that's some fuckboy shit. Take your ass in the house and talk about the problem, pussy ass. That's really how I feel.
But you know what? Sometimes you got to go. She said, pussy ass. Hey, but sometimes you got to go back to mama's house, because sometimes you can't just talk shit out and you know what I'm saying? You know, because the laws get involved. So then, you know, you got to fall back to mama's house, you know what I'm saying, to get some breathing out. And sometimes
no.
It's at the first. Go ahead. Tell me.
Well, my son is grown as fuck, and he's taking care of somebody else's daughter as man of a house, and they have issues, and he come to my house talking about, mama, mama, let me in the house. This bitch crazy. Nigga, no. You need to go out there and talk to that girl. If she got a gun or a knife or a baseball bat, chances are you did something out of pocket anyway. Go discuss it. You don't run back to your mama.
If she got a bat or a knife, you are, she ain't trying to discuss shit. She's trying to discuss a cut in his ass.
But here's the thing, though. Chances are, and a lot of men don't like to admit this, by the time if a woman is to that point, that man pushed her, he assisted her to go over the edge. Whether it's through his negligence, the things he say, the things he does, something pushed that button in that woman. And don't get me, some bitches is crazy. No, some bitches is driven crazy.
Yeah.
Talk it out.
Okay.
There is no reason for you to be running back to your mama's house talking about, me and baby moms, we ain't getting along right now. I need to chill here for the weekend. Get the fuck out of here. No, take your ass home and work it out. Bitch
I
ass.
I agree with that to a certain extent, too, because I've always been like, I'm paying bills, sir. I'm not leaving. You can be mad at me in there. I'm going to be on the couch, and you're just going to be mad. I'm not doing no motherfucking way. You can be mad at me in that room over there, and I'm going to be on the couch, and you just be mad. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't calling my mom, my brother,
that's
nobody.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I feel that way, too. I feel that, too, but sometimes, you know, you might have to just, I don't know if I'll go back to my mom, but you might have to take a ride, go around the block a couple times, hit the highway, you know, smoke a blunt, come back, you know, get some space, you know.
That shit sound good, man. I'm telling you, dog. Sometimes that shit don't always happen like that, because you got to realize some females is just flat the fuck out crazy, and you got to get the fuck out the house. Simple as that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so you have to go to your mother's house. And then you got to look at it like this right here. Is all females' mind state ain't on some cool shit, because you got to look at it like this right here. You go to your mama's house for the simple fact, you know what I'm saying, if you go elsewhere, she going to think you fucking another chick. So you know what I'm saying?
Here's my question, Mr. Jones. Say you got a crazy woman and you running from her, and she done ran you to your mama's house. This bitch crazy as fuck. Now you going to bring this crazy pistol-toting bitch to my house so she can shoot up my flower garden? Hell no. Hell no.
Don't bitch down off
the ledge. No.
I got a question, though. Can it be two different type of mama boys? Like, you got the mama boys that got their key to their mama house and just go over there and clean up or do what she need done, man. You work if she ain't got no man or she elderly. You know, you got the mama's boy, and that's just being a son, you know, what's required of you. Or the mama's boy that's always running like, mama, she tripping, or mama, her mama jumped me, you know, and some shit like that. You know, is it two different mama boys, or,
that's
you know,
two,
just a mama
boy
no matter
what?
Okay, I was asking.
I think that's two different things.
I believe, right?
Yeah, okay. That's what I wanted to know. You know? Because I could be the mama, I could be, the son that goes and take care of everything, but I'm not a mama's boy, but I will, you know, if she needs the carpet clean, you know, if she need you can come over
right.
and, you know, cook something, you know, or whatever, I got you, you know.
Some boxes.
You have those mama boys. I mean, and you know what? Daddy's girl, same thing. You know what I'm saying? They put
right.
they mama or they daddy in every situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what, you know what I'm saying? They always in your business. And it's like, how the fuck your mama know what's going on, you know what I'm saying, between me and you on this level right here? You know what I'm saying? So that shit ain't always, you know what I'm saying, good. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like this right here, especially if it's a mama that don't like your ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And she doing everything
hell
she
yeah.
can to break y'all. Well, because then she going to give you some fucked up, she going to give you some fucked up ass advice.
Right. Hey, the mom, yeah,
you know
the
what I'm saying?
Because
she
want to
see herself happy.
Yeah. The mama that be giving your woman, we run into her, your woman's ex-boyfriends and dudes getting, you know, and sneaking the number to your woman. Like, I ran into Charles. I ran into Tim. He go to behind your back and shit. Behind your
like
back.
Like Mama D, actually, like how Mama D was doing Shay and Erica.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
She need to stay in her place. She need to stay in her place. And I am a mama. And she could say whatever the fuck she want to say to defend herself. But honestly, she needs to stay in her fucking place. Scrappy can't marry her. Can't be her man. She can't be his wife. She can't give him children. She can't fuck him and suck him like he need to. So she needs to fall back. That goes for any overbearing parent out there. Daddy, she feel like ain't nobody good enough for your daughter. If you teach her that, that she'll never, ever, 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 ever let another man come and take her hand. You'll have to take care of that little bitch to the day you die.
I was thinking that Mama D is overbearing because her son, you know, is like, you know, is famous and she wanna protect him so he don't fall for no bullshit. Maybe that's why she's so extra.
No, I think Mama D like that because at the end of all that pimping and cracking and doing all them selling them rocks and pimping them bitches and shit, she ain't got shit but Scrappy. And the moment he take a wife, she ain't got Scrappy no more neither. So if it ain't going to be the woman, she won't. Because she don't want him with nobody. Because she don't want to share him. And I think that's fucked up. Because if that ain't the woman that he loves, then he ain't going to never be happy. So you would rather him marry the bitch you choose. Because you can manipulate both of them instead of him be happy. Man, get the fuck out of here. She need to go grease her scalp. Ain't nobody got time for that shit. Get your ass
I like your insight. Men need to be men. You know what I'm saying? I got a poetry piece called Be a Man About It. Men need to be men. Man, the fuck up. Don't be no pussy like Lovely Daisy said, you know? Real talk.
You really, men gotta man up. And I know, unfortunately, they don't talk about women doing it too, but a lot of women are like that. My mother, if you're listening, I'm sorry, honey, but I'm going to talk about it. My mother is like that. My grandfather, my papa takes such good care of us. My mother has never trusted another man to take care of her because the bar was set so high. My mother's...
Well, daddy's just supposed to set the bar high.
That's damn wrong, though.
My mother
that's
is...
That's damn wrong.
Don't get me wrong. She bad as hell. She sexy as shit. She educated. She really got her ducks in a row. But the one thing she never learned how to do was trust a man that wasn't her father. So, other women out there, you feel like, ain't nobody going to treat me like my daddy. Well, that's what you're going to keep getting. Ain't nobody going to ever make you feel as secure as your daddy. But your daddy can't be your man. Your daddy don't come lay in the bed with you. When you cold and you horny, you can't call daddy, bitch.
That's real.
I'm just saying, it ain't good for a man or a woman.
I think fathers should tell their daughters things like this. I think you're royalty, and if a man is going to be with you, he has to have those same ideas that you're royalty and treat you as such, you know? And, you know,
mm-hmm.
what's wrong with that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong with you know? If I think you're royalty, your kids has to think you're royalty.
Don't get me wrong. You know, I feel like the mother and the father set a standard for their children. Most young women grow up and fall in love with men who are reflection of their fathers, and most young boys grow up and do the same as far as reflection of their mothers. I understand that. I ain't taking that from nobody. But still,
right.
Like, you got to grow. You got to cut the strings. Once my son, I tell you what, once my son is old enough to have hair on his balls and sneak and watch titties on the computer, I'm going to have to back up on some of my motherly things, because he's entering another place in manhood, and a lot of women don't like to admit that they sons are growing up, especially when it's just you and your son and his daddy wasn't there and all that shit. Man, you got to let that little boy, you got to let your sons grow up. You can't stay in their mix, feeding them or doing their laundry and shit. What type of shit is that? Your mama still washing your drawers. She's 68 and you're 32, and she's washing your drawers. Man,
you know, that's good shit. And that's good shit. And you know what's good about that? You're so honest about it, too, because we all admit that boys, you know, grow up and be horny or whatever, but nobody wants to admit that their daughter is feeling some type of way and looking at boys like, we like, no, she's not. She just focused on school. She's never horny. You like, you know, we trying to put that out of our mind, even in society, that little girls get horny. It's just that we all blame it on the boy. It's the boy's fault. He talked to her too. He seduced her. He did. And really, be, you
no.
know, sometimes it'd be the
no.
young girl.
Hello, girl. Little girl was just horny and easy, and he got it. That's just what
mm-hmm.
it is.
Yep, and it break daddy's heart. Like, what the fuck?
Mr. Jones, why are you so quiet? How you feel about it? Mama's boy, daddy's girl.
I look at it like this right here, man. A lot of dudes that came up in a single parent home, like with their mothers or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Most likely 10 to be mama boys on a part of they feel like they have to play that man role to keep mama
mm-hmm.
happy.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And that's just what their intentions are, is to keep mama happy, but they also know how to handle business at home as far as with their own woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like some men that are mama boys, they grow up to know how to love a woman. And some men come up to, and grow up to be soft ass, you know what I'm saying, cookie ass niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it you have to, you know what I'm saying, decipher the two, because, you know, and then again, you have those conniving mothers that once you with a woman, they with a woman that she don't like or feel like she's fit for, you know what I'm saying, her son, you know, she manipulates her son and tell him bullshit. And in
mm-hmm.
cases like that, they fuck up a good thing. And then, you know, once that mother has done what she was set out to do, destroy that relationship or whatever, then she see her son is miserable. She still don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? She feel like, I got into herself. I'm the only woman for you. You know what I'm saying? Which
yeah.
is fucked up. And, you know, you got
yeah.
daddies that's like that, too. I mean, even daddies, we're not going to just say daddy's girls. You're going to say daddy boys, too. That's, you know what I'm saying, that the daddy feel like he can, you know what I'm saying, Captain Save a son, you know what I'm saying, and let
yeah.
his
yeah.
son be a whole-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? And he
yeah.
try to fight his son every battle.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a friend I was going back to his daddy. I'm like, damn, nigga, you crazy. Yeah, I got a friend. I always run to his daddy. He tell me, man, I'm going to my daddy's, man. He call me, boo, I'm going to be my daddy. I'm like, damn. All right. So, that's crazy. It is. That's crazy.
So, you know what I'm saying? You have like, multiple crazy, because it's like it goes, like a seesaw, like, up and down, because, and what I mean by, like, a seesaw, you look at it like this right here, you know, you have the mama boys that, you know what I'm saying, that run and tell their mama everything, you know, which
mm-hmm.
that come, like most females, you know what I'm saying, look at niggas sideways as fuck, like, damn, why you putting your mama in our shit? But you know what,
you
got those, we didn't put the females out there that's mama's girls, you know what
right.
I'm saying, neither. You know what I'm saying? You look at it like, damn, your motherfucking mama knows so much about what's going on with me and you. I might as well be fucking up. You know what I'm saying? Like real shit.
Mm-hmm.
Or she spent so much time at your house and it's like, damn. You gonna pay a bill around this motherfucker? Like, you know, I mean, so you know, like the shit. At one point, you gotta take her nipple out your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Period.
Yeah.
Right. You gotta grow up. Your mama ain't gonna be there for you. What the hell? If you get pregnant and it's time to push that baby out, your mama can't push it out for you. You the one pregnant. That shit burns me up. And I got friends that do that, too.
Yeah, that's that fuck shit right there.
That's just not my cup of tea, man. You know what I'm saying? Just that, I mean, I love my mama to death, but I'm not going to say unfortunately. Fortunately, I have one of them mothers that's like this right here. She like, whatever's going on with your relationship, that's your relationship. Handle that shit. You know what I'm saying? If I need some advice, I know she ain't going to tell me no bullshit. And that's what I feel like, that's the type of mama or daddy you need in your life. And I feel bad for those who don't have that figure, like mother or fatherly figure in their lives. But you can't depend on mama and daddy to bail you out of every situation. You know what I'm saying? You have to man up or woman up, you know what I'm saying, and do what you have to do. And that's real talk right there.
And I be telling little dudes that be crying out. I be like, crying don't help little boy. It don't help me and our boys. You know what I'm saying? We do it in private. We do cry, but we do it in private. It don't help. It don't, you know what I'm saying? That pissed people off. See, little boy or man crying over the pettiest shit. You ain't bleeding. Ain't nothing broke. Nigga, people get, I'm telling you, I was raised with a mama that had no hugs, wasn't none of that. So, I mean, she's like, you know, you a punk, I ain't a punk. I'm backing up, though, I ain't no punk. You know, but, you know, going up the stairs, backing up, going to my room, but I'm still hollering, I ain't no punk, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I wasn't none of that soft shit. You know, I got to stop getting whoopings at 12 and started getting, she was boxing with me at 12. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't no more whoopings.
Man, South Paul, man, I know your mother. I love your mother. She told me you was soft as Duncan Hines, man, back in the day, dog.
She told
me that at church, man. She was like, "Sam Paul, I love my baby." She said you was moist. All right, man, we about to go to the line. See what's going on, man.
I'm about to call Prince. I'm about to call Mississippi
and
see what's going on now.
I mean, you have to call Prince. Don't call Prince Jones.
You clear the mama at the church, you know what I mean?
For those who just tuning in, welcome to the JVS, man. It's your boy Peanut, a.k.a. Mr. Jones, chilling with lovely Daisy and my man, South Paul. Today's topic, Mama Knows Best. Your son is a mama's boy. So we got mama's boys, daddy's girls, you know what I'm saying? We chopping them all up. We trying to get y'all opinion on how y'all feel about that. We going to the lines right, you know what I'm saying? Niz Nai, you know what I'm saying? And my little scrappy bitch. I can't even know what word to say. But you know what I'm saying? Here we go.
Yeah.
You on the JVS, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Dayton.
What's up? Welcome
Dayton.
To the show.
What's your name?
Hi, Peanut.
Hey.
Hi, Matt.
What's your name?
This is Deanna, baby.
This who?
You hear me? This is Deanna.
What's up, Deanna? What the fuck is good?
You got it. Huh?
Then welcome to the JVS.
Oh, thank you. It's not my first time, but thanks. Anyway, I just wanted to comment. You know, men is always going to be mama's babies, and as far as the girls, you know, daddy's little girls. That's all I wanted to say.
No, you can't just say that and know what I'm saying. See, we got to get to the gist of things. See, when you say, all right, let me ask you this right here. If you in a relationship with a guy, and your mama always in the business, and you always letting her in the business. Do you see that? What is that? That's a problem anywhere?
Yeah, of course you gotta have boundaries. Of course, yeah.
So that's what we talk about now. What if you got a dude that's always, you know what I'm saying, dependent, calling on his mama every situation, every time you and him in a situation? How you gonna handle that? You gonna be mad as fuck, right?
Right, and if you gotta call your mama, then obviously I'm not doing my part. So yeah, of course. Or you know what I mean? Obviously, you a mama's boy, period. So yeah, it's a problem with it.
Be like, mama, she don't make her eggs like you do.
Right. That makes me go marry your mama. You know what I mean? And I understand how people, like, I'm learning still today. You feel me? I'm being honest. Like, I feel like if you can't treat me like my dad or my brother, like, I mean, just being honest, them is the man figure that I look up to. Like, you don't got nothing coming. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not about to sit here and be trying to compete with you and your mother, like, that Scrappy, just being honest, like, Scrappy and Erica's situation. It was in competition. You know what I mean? I don't care who, I'm not taking no sides as far as Mama D or Erica. They was in competition. It's enough was enough. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what it is.
I don't like Erica.
I mean, you know what? And Lil Scrappy was handling his biz naive. You know what I'm saying?
And then at the same time, though, I'm not going to take nobody's mom. And if your bride the one that's out of line, then she does need to be put in her place. You know what I mean?
He might have been telling his mama too much of the business.
I love when females say shit like that. It makes me feel powerful.
What?
You know what I'm saying? When you say, you know what I'm saying, she needs
but
to be put in her place.
Even the boys need to know their boundaries with their mama. Like, all your business ain't your mama business. You know what I mean? Because your mom going to feel some type of way about you, and then you can go let her know this bitch that fucked you over, and then you may be right back next with her the next day, next week, whatever, and then now your mom feels some type of way. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's best to, like, I understand venting and letting your mama know, you know, going there with you if you're a mama boy, you know. But sometimes some things is better instead. Like, you know, it may have been better for him to go sit and holler at one of his dudes about, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything, you know, your mama going to feel some type of way. That at the end of the day, bitch, break your heart, your mama own one. You know what I mean? And then you turn around and you going to still be right back with her. So I kind of understood where Mama D was coming from. You know what I mean? Being honest.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. All right, so you know what I'm saying, Deanna, that's what's up, man. I'm going to place you on hold. You know what I'm saying? Good luck, you know what I'm saying, for the show and the support and stuff like that right there. You know it.
Right, I'm here.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, that was Deanna calling, you know what I'm saying, out of, you know what I'm saying, the DYT. It's your boy Peanut, a.k.a. Mr. Jones, chilling, you know what I'm saying, on this laid-back Wednesday. We got my man Southpaw and Lovely Daisy in the building. My fellow North End Daytonians, man, we got some fucked up ass snow today, man, which was some bullshit, but you know, we still North End kicking it. So, all right, today, for those who just tuning in, welcome, man. Today's topic, Mama Knows Best. Your son is a mama's boy. Now, just because we speak and we say mama's boys, we not, you know what I'm saying, leaving out daddy's girls, too. So in situations like that, when mama's in your relationship, like Deanna just said, you know, you got to know your boundaries. But what about when mama and daddy, you know what I'm saying, ain't respecting, you know what I'm saying, the boundary tip? Then what do you do? Some of y'all callers that's listening, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and press one and chop it up with us, man. We ain't going to bite y'all. I promise you we ain't. Our teeth and our mouth nice and clean.
You understand
me? So, anyhow. All right, Southpaw, we're going to go ahead, you know what I'm saying, go with you. I think Daisy over there, you know what I'm saying, eating on a hot dog or something like that, you know. So,
no, I'm not eating on a hot dog, nigga. I'm taking notes.
Your mom's in my business. She in my business. That's all. Anybody, if I be in some phone, anybody know that sound? Your mom's in my business. That was that shit.
Yeah, look, look now, nigga. So anyhow, man. Alright, so Southpaw, let me ask you this right here. Then Daisy, same question go to you. Alright, when mama or daddy not, you know what I'm saying, respecting your wishes as far as staying out of your relationship, you know, what precautions do you take then? Like, what do you do?
Well, when I was engaged, my mom just come over to me and my fiance's house, and she's just nitpicking anything, you know, like, you know, we she'd be sitting on, we cooking or whatever, she's sitting watch TV, and, you know, fiance come put her feet up on my lap, you know, we chilling, you know, she go back in the kitchen, my mom like, she had her big ass feet up on your legs. I'm like, I didn't even know that was bothering you. What are you talking about? You know, so I didn't even know that was an issue. Parents be on some other. You don't even know what the situation was. And I never considered myself a mama's boy, so I didn't know why she was acting out. You know. And she had me looking at my girl's feet some type of way too. I'm like, damn, I didn't even know that. Notice how big it was. But mom's was hating. Whenever she left the room, you know, so. I felt like she was crossing boundaries because you in our home and you disrespecting low-key, you know. So I didn't appreciate it. I didn't tell my lady, but I didn't appreciate it, you know. Like, dang, just over here nitpicking, and I'm not going to side with you on this shit, you know. So I don't know. I think they cross boundaries. They feel like they have the right because they birthed us. And I think it's going to be like that, you know. That's how I feel about it.
That's how you feel about it.
That's how I feel about it. They're going to keep crossing them boundaries, you know, no matter what. I'm different from my younger brother, too, because I wouldn't bring just any female around, and my brother, he'll bring any slut bucket he fucking around my mom. You know, I wouldn't even introduce females to my mom and grandmama, you know. You was real special if you met her, you know. I don't even think they care about that no more.
Mm.
You know, what about that Mississippi, Mr. Jones? Did you bring just any female around moms or what? Hello?
I don't know. Must be, yeah.
What you think about that?
No, you know what I was going to try it out? I feel like a lot of the time people tell their parents too much. You know what I mean? I agree with Deandra, the last caller, you know. Parents love you. They spent most of your life raising you to protect you, to keep you safe.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come and you let them know that your significant other, even if it was only for 10 minutes, hurt your feelings or made you cry, they're going to go into a certain mindset because you their kid
but
and no matter what you
not
feel.
Their place.
But listen,
I mean,
you didn't hear what you like. You must not have heard what I said in the beginning, because what I said was people need to watch what they tell their parents. Your mama wouldn't know or your daddy wouldn't know if you wasn't going and telling them.
I felt like that was Scrappy and Erica. I thought he was telling his mama so much. That's why she felt like she could lash out anytime she wanted to at Erica, because she knew the dirt. You know what I'm saying? She knew everything.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? I never really looked at it like, damn, I never even really looked at it like that right there. You know, I always looked at it in their situation that she looked at it like, okay, you trying to take my baby away from me type shit. See, that's how, but I never looked at it in that manner how you just spoke on that, man. And that makes a lot of sense. But you know what? I want though from my listeners, I'd like to have a male from down south to speak on the mother the mama's boy issue versus a listener, you know what I'm saying, that's from like Midwest or Eastern, because you know what I'm saying, because it's totally different. I think to a certain extent, because of the simple fact, I say that because, like Southpaw, I listen to, I know you got people from down south, but I listen to stuff you say versus some of the stuff I say. That's why I'd rather hear like a man, like two males, somebody from down south and somebody from like the Midwest or, you know what I'm saying, up top or whatever, you know what I'm saying, come in as far as on mama boys. Because Like, I know a lot of us Southern boys, when it comes to us being mama's boys or whatever, we like you were saying, there's two different types of mama's boys. I think Southern mama boys are the ones that's like, okay, I can help around the house or whatever. And you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. Like, it's my mom, I can help around the house. Versus a northern Southern boy, I look at like, well, I gotta go see if my mom okay, you know, she called and, you know, fuck my date, I gotta go, you know what I'm saying, see what's up with my mama type shit. I mean, know, and it can go vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's just how I see that situation for some reason.
So that's why I say
go ahead, Doc.
No, I was agreeing with you. I agree. We need some callers. If y'all listen, press one, chop it up with us. You know, tell us what y'all think. You from the south, from the up north, you know, how y'all deal with y'all mamas. And I would also input, too, if they call in, how I was raised is how I treat the women, too. Like, you know, I might, you know, go over there and cut a woman's grass, you know, help out, you know, And some women might not appreciate that type. You know, I'm still opening doors. You know, when a woman allows me to open the door and pull out the chair, I say thank you for letting me be the man I was raised to be. I say it because...
What in the fuck does that have to do with today's topic?
When he said that shit, the first thing went to my head, if I'm going to her house and I got to chop the grass, man, she going to have to at least drop me out there behind ass $10.
Man, what the fuck?
How you take care of your woman, you know what I'm saying? You also, it's just how you was raised. The not the mama boy shit. I mean, the mama boy shit, but the respect, the chivalry shit.
Connect the dots for me,
because
you lost me.
Connect the dots for me. We're going to connect the dots in just a second. We're going to go to the lines real fast and see what's popping. All right. You're on the JVS. What's your name? Where you calling from? Yo.
Hello. Welcome to the JVS.
How are you doing today, Mr. Jones in South Carl? Sorry I'm not being able to call in, but I didn't hear Ms. D on here, so she's not on the show today?
Yeah, every day,
she's supposed to be. We waiting on her call.
I'm not here. Who?
You said what?
You say lovely day to Mama D.
No, she said Mama D.
I'm calling her Mama D.
Okay. Yeah,
We waiting on her call. Her assistant said that she's trying to get in contact with her now.
Okay, I just listened to the end because my ad is for her. I'm sorry.
Chop it up, man. I don't like her.
I don't like her, Erica's mama, or the bitch that the shade bitch from Flavor Love. The fucking nigga's dick got a clock on his head and been on crack as a desperate bitch. I don't think none of them bitches ought to be on that show. Fuck all of them. Mama D, Mama Crackhead, I think she ought to take a bullet test. She was a man. That's Daddy D. And his daddy was a mama. Those of them got a sex change. They just took a shot. Fuck them
motherfuckers.
Ew, no. Oh, God. She just went in.
And go to a real beautician. Damn, with a mannish looking ass. From a queen to a king. She went from a king to a queen. Bitch got two motherfucking Adam's apples and shit.
Okay, I just listen. I'm
wow.
sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, let's
know
this divorce.
I divorce. Wow. Wow. Hey, I'm at a loss for words, man, because she just went all the way in.
Yeah. Hold on.
She just went in the name of Jesus Christ.
She gave Mama D 30 seconds of praise for real.
Oh, my chest. She went in on Mama D like they personal friends, like they enemies from way back.
We waiting on Mama D to call, man. Her assistant been texting me. We've been going back and forth. So we just waiting. When I find something out, y'all find something out. So we gonna go to the next call, but we waiting as of right now. Carla, you on the line?
Hello. Welcome
to the JBS.
Hey y'all, this Deanna again.
Hey Deanna girl.
Baby girl, change man. I'm calling just to add a little more to it, though, on a more serious note, though. Like, I do understand a mother installing certain things in her son, like how to wash clothes, dishes, and, you know, certain stuff to where he don't need a woman. But, like, far as overcrossing boundaries, I meant what I said. Like, as a man, you shouldn't be going running to your mama and telling her everything about your relationship, because at the end of the day, if it was me, like, I'm only going off of what you're telling me. If you tell me this bitch a bitch, then I'm going to believe you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to feel some type of way. You see what I'm saying? I heard Lady D and what she said, too, so I wanted to kind of piggyback on that. So, like,
I'm not Lady D. I am not Lady D.
No.
I ain't got no beef with her, but I am not Lady D.
Like, I mean, that's some shit for him to be doing with his boys. If you want to go vent, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it's some shit you just can't take to your mama. If you going to be back trying to mess with this person, because then your mama going to have, I don't care, hard feelings to the end. You know, I done been there and I done done that. So that I'm speaking off of personal experience. You know what I mean?
You know, and you know what? I'm gonna keep it 100 with you, what you just said is some real shit. Yeah, I'm gonna keep you just said some real shit
because a
lot of niggas don't think like that. And what you're saying is real shit. You know, you get at your homeboys, Yeah, go ahead.
I understand, yeah, venting to your mom, like, you know, about certain little shit, you know, trying to get a little advice maybe, but some shit you don't take to her, that's some shit you vent with your boys about, you feel me? Where they not going to really judge you or judge
you're
them,
right.
They're going to try to get them.
Because a lot of the time the person that's running to the parent, they get over it, but the parent never gets over it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You look at it as just you and your significant other. Yeah, and then, because that's their baby. They don't want nobody hurting their baby. So you telling your mama on Sunday, by the time Wednesday roll around, you done forgot about it, but your mama's still on 10. Now it's friction between the
that's
person you love and your mama. And you know what I mean? That's the hard. Don't nobody want to feel stuck between the person
and
they love.
And then it's
going to
be bad blood to the end, regardless if it's
right.
safe or not. You know what
God
I mean?
Especially we're talking about, like, married couples or something like that, because marriage is forever. So once it's a spouse and a parent, like, that's too much pressure for me. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I would have to shut them down. We're gonna
and when it comes to marriage, I think
room.
You really don't. When it comes to marriage, I think you really don't go. That's when, unless you're in a church, something a good church. Let me speak on that too. Unless you're in church, you can go to your pastor and get advice. But when you marry, I really don't think you should involve your mama, your family, nobody in no marriage.
Nobody.
You know what I mean? Like that.
No.
You know what I mean? Marriage counseling or whatever, you know, on that note. You know, before it's just a relationship, it's some you just don't do some shit. You know what I mean?
And running and telling your mama that I'm always the last one to drink the motherfucking milk. It's not okay. Mm-hmm. Your mom ain't gonna come over here and buy no new milk. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Buy your own fruit pebbles.
Okay, let me ask y'all this right here. This is y'all can see however y'all want. Okay, I was at work. And tell me if y'all think the son said something to the mama. Okay, the mama is a resident, okay? And it's this chick that used to date her son that worked there. So she told her, she said, that's why my son never liked you anyway, bitch, because your pussy was stinky.
I think that's just something she said, because I don't think no man will actually go tell, you know what I mean? That ain't no conversation to be having with your mama,
nobody.
You know what I mean?
No, but it's some real live bitch made men out there, though, Dion. And they really feel like they can't take a breath without their mama telling them it's okay.
Right. And it is. I know who it is.
If your mama, we break up, and your mama tell me, well, that's why my son never liked you anyway, stank pussy or whatever, I'm going to smack the dentures out your mama. And then when you come looking for me for smacking the dentures out your mama, now we're going to have to fight, too, because you acting like a bitch,
right.
And you could catch it, too. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
And I'm not a big advocate of violence, but your mama come to me out of pocket like that, it's going down between me and the motherboard, period.
Right.
No.
I got words from Mama D, too, but it ain't no negative shit. So I understand where she's coming from at the end of the day. You know what I mean? On some real shit, like, that's just why I'm at with it. Like, you know, I don't dislike her.
Speak
she could have
like,
did different. At the same time, it ain't her fault. It's just with her son coming into her. You know what I mean? She's going off to that. She's a mother. And if you love your child, you got your child's back 100%. That's just like your child at the park. I don't give a fuck. I hit a kid. You know what I mean? And somebody, you know what I mean? Just being honest. You're going to protect your child. And that's just what she's
going
like.
Okay,
Deanna,
You just got comment of the night so far. You don't say, I don't care, I would hit a kid. that's the comment of the night right there.
Yeah,
it's
the truth.
Oh,
a motherfucking kid in the you know, I mean, it is what it is, but, like, I don't fault her for that, you know what I mean? What I don't like about what she did, though, and I want to speak on it with her, like, just interfering with his relationship. You trying to play matchmaker. That ain't for you. That Shay shit, like, that wasn't cool, but other than that, I understand where she's coming from. Like, I see why she don't like Erica, you know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. I mean, she got her reasons, and she's a mom, you know, that's her son. That's the end of that. Before, you trying to play matchmaker and shit and hook him up with the next hoe. This bitch, you know what I mean? Like on some 100. Like, you feel me? Motherfucking slave. Dog, you can't pass me the fuck that nigga. They say that nigga don't even shower.
Oh, my God. Shut up. No.
And y'all ain't been watching
no.
That show he on and the white boy went off on him talking about, oh, nigga, you don't need a shower. You sticking out. Y'all don't be watching that therapy?
No.
Man, the white boy plays on it. He look like he don't. The nigga don't even shower. He done lost all his. It don't even matter. But, bitch, you fuck Flavor Flav. Like, get out of here.
I was about to ask
and
you to stick his tongue in her mouth. I'm cool.
You feel me?
Right.
Like, and then.
They used to be
baby girl make out that shit. You feel me? Mind you, he was a crackhead. Baby girl may got that shit. Shay.
You don't know. You never know. My thing
I'm just
about
saying
it,
he was a
like,
crackhead. I'm just saying,
you know,
he a crackhead. He was a crackhead.
I'm not a big fan of Erica by any means. I feel like she's a little bit conniving. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
I
will say this. The moment Scrappy decided to take her as a wife, whether Mama D agreed or not, if a man chooses
right.
a wife, you really just got to let that shit fall. Even if
you
know it's like the one for him, you really just got to shut the fuck up and let the cards fall where they may. You're going to be his mama regardless. If they get a divorce or if they live forever together happily, you're going to be his mama regardless.
Period.
So my thing,
period.
My question to Mama D would be, you know, why don't you get a fucking hobby, bitch? Get a hobby. Get a hobby.
Exactly.
And keeping up with Scrappy is not a hobby. Nor is
and that's what she needs. Everybody else. And I ain't even trying to say,
okay,
like, everybody else be having some. Even Erica got something else going on now. You know what I mean? Like, the bitch do
yeah.
need to do something with herself. You know what I mean? Like, bitch, go make an earring line or something. You know what I mean? Go figure you out some good looking hair or something. You know what I mean?
Go
figure out
some
good hair.
Just sell some lip gloss.
I'm just saying, bitch, go figure out some good hair. Get you a good hairline. Take that motherfucking shit off your head. Get you a good hairline or something. You know what I mean? It's so much the shit she could be investing her time and energy into. But like I said, my thing is just, bitch, you're not the matchmaker. And it's all I could see if you really found the nice girl for him. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, I want you to be my son. Like, you know, a woman that's been in school out the way. You know what I mean? This bitch is a hoe. Like, I mean, we know the world knows. Like, and you're trying to put him on something worse than what the fuck you had going on.
True.
We know the bitch ain't no hoe.
You know what they said, though? The reason why Mama D picked Shay is because Shay was taking care of Scrappy, so Mama D didn't have to.
Fine. I can
That's
dig that,
crazy.
But at the same time, it's the difference. You keep that at a friendship level. You feel me? And we can be friends like that. But at the same time, that's not the material. Scrappy ain't really nobody either. Let me get to that. I'm going to put that out there. I'm sorry. But at the end of the day.
You heard Scrappy getting spins on the radio. Ain't nobody listening.
You understand me, please. Dude, that's all I'm saying. But at the same time, why don't you try to put him on better is what I'm saying. Okay, they can be cool friends and have each other back to the end. You feel me? That's what I'm saying. He ain't shit. You need to be helping to find a real woman. Want to be a mama, that's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? But other than that, just going back to Erica, I understand her reasons. You know what I mean?
Shay said that Erica credit was fucked up, too. Like, I got all my shit in y'all name. Like, this y'all fucked up. You know?
They said the cars. The cars and the clothes and the stuff like that we saw Scrappy with the first season was all because of Shay. The cars is in Shay's name. The credit was Shay's credit. You know, he probably gave her a little bit of cash, but Shay did all that for him. So, and knowing that Mama D, and knowing that Mama D used to be a pimp, she just said that until she was a madam.
I'm
going to tell you why. Well, yeah, it go both ways, though. I believe she was a hoe, and I believe she pimped bitches, too, and I'm going to tell you why. Because back then, they say, this is what they say, is his mama was a dope man, and she was a big dope man. And it was 1980s, it was a big boom. I'm pretty sure this bitch was running bitches to be able to pay for dope. She didn't have a fucking job, so we selling pussy.
Right.
I believe that part.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is pimp ways die hard. So now her son grown, she kind of taking care of her son, so she's trying to marry him off to a woman who can pay for his status so she don't have to no more. And it's fucked
but
up as
a
sound. Well, hell yeah, because hoes do what they told. Real women don't. You can bully a hoe.
You right, because you ain't going to get you right, because you not about to will me to do shit. I'm going to be honest. You right.
Hell no.
Yeah.
A real woman
you right.
will tell you no, and she a mean no.
Hell,
and
a heartbeat,
and
I'm going to look it.
Dead in your face to tell you no, but a hoe going to find a way.
They got a real man, a woman, a way.
But she just want him to have a bottom bitch. She's still on that pimp shit or whatever. That's what I look at it like. You feel me? Like, I don't know, like I said, it's good to have, you know, as far as like a friendship and all that, but as far as a relationship, it wasn't cool in just the situation he was in anyway. You knew this man and Erica, like I said, I ain't a fan of hers either, but you knew they was going through their thing or whatever. Fall back. Why? I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's been asked of you why you just couldn't do it. If it was meant to be, if he wanted to be with the hoe, he was going to be with the hoe. You know what I mean? Hell, he with another hoe now. Bambi.
Right,
so
much
difference
to a man.
Right. You feel me? She was just she was just all in the jacuzzi on Love and Hip Hop with Benzino and Rashida husband. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
These bitches fame hungry.
Yeah.
They fame hungry, that's all. On blast on the reunion show because she always shitting on Scrappy.
I want the nigga to make a real, I want him to make an album, a motherfucker gonna go platinum or some shit like that. Other than that, oh, who the fuck Scrappy? He gonna spend a little money he got in strip clubs. You know my cat
has
working magic city.
Has he ever gone platinum?
You know me?
He ain't never went platinum.
Like, and then for you just to be,
he
even the money he making off some shows, he gonna trick that shit up. Man, right now, Mark Wade Black, my friend, worked for Magic City, man. Do you know how much bands that man have broke with her just like, man, and you ain't got shit? You feel me? Like, their priorities be fucked up. I mean, fuck backwards. They fucked up, period. Like, nigga, you ain't selling no records. You ain't trying to make a clothing line. You ain't trying to do nothing. This reality shit only gonna last so long, and that ain't no money for real, baby. I'm auditioning for him, so I know it ain't no money for real. You understand me?
When Kirk was on
like,
the show, he
his money was getting garnished. His money was getting garnished.
He owed. That's what I'm saying. But you said he in Magic City. You study at Magic City every night, spending 10 to 15 bands and shit, though. You know what I mean? Like, who does that?
Them niggas.
High-ass pussy, bitch.
And I do
and broke,
mean
though. That's a bad thing. Literally. And that's what I'm saying. And even for the niggas stunned like they got, that's just like here, the niggas to be stunned like they got money. But this nigga, supposedly, he ain't rich, but goddamn it, you supposed to be up. You know what I mean? Like, man, and you still out here, son, man, you better figure out a way to get some more. Like, I don't get it. You can't rap, it ain't for you, it's over. You can't rap,
yeah.
It ain't for you, it's over, nigga. Next move.
Yeah, Kirk was trying
to something.
Kirk said, if you notice, every season, everybody else living in a different house, they can't pay their bills. Kirk was on the show, he was like,
yeah.
I ain't trying to throw nobody in the bus. He was like, but you see me and Rashida, we in the same house every season. He said, they win.
Yep, don't nothing change.
Yep.
He was killing them. Yeah, he
but that's the difference between real and
that house. They did have that house before it, too, so yeah.
But you know what? But that goes to show the difference between a man like Kirk who could take a wife and be down for one woman, even though it was rocky and it wasn't perfect. He's still sticking
right.
out. And compare him to mama's boys like Scrappy. There is no stability.
Mm-hmm.
If you raise your son to only listen to what you say, do what you say, don't listen to nobody else, you are giving them a handicap when it comes to dealing in the real world. They need to listen
well,
to
the
boss.
That's why his career went down drain because of
yeah,
shit like that.
Yeah, listening
to
her
fucked up advice. Right, you know what I mean?
Probably
missed
Mama didn't even look. Mama D ain't even smart enough to condition the hair that sticks out of her weave. Get the hell out of here. I'm not dealing with that. I wish she had a call to the show. Because her hair be looking like a pound puppy.
Okay.
My bad.
All right, everybody, y'all chopping it up with us, man. At this point in time, we go let Lovely Daisy, do all the news you can use the crowns and gloves. She said, pound.
Okay.
Conditioning.
All right. So, my news you can use from across the globe. First thing I want to talk about was I don't know if anybody's seen in the news, there was a 14-year-old, I'm going to call him a young black man because he had black and he had white. And he was troubled, obviously. We don't know exactly what triggered his breakdown, but he was 14, and he had a 24-year-old math teacher, and apparently he beat her to death in the classroom, in the bathroom, jeez. And then drug her body through the schoolyard, you know, and put it behind the school building. For me, this is just, you know, I'm always talking about mental health and people really being open and honest when they have a problem. You don't need to hide it. If you're having shaky or unhealthy or scary thoughts, whether it's you or somebody you know, never be ashamed to tell somebody you need help. Because obviously, this young.
Hello?
Did she drop?
I don't know.
Yep, she dropped.
Yeah, I heard about that story. I'm waiting on the rest of that story to come out too in the news because I'm thinking they might have had a relationship and tried to break it off with this, and he lost it. You know, I'm trying to see what made him snap on his 23-year-old sister, teacher. You know,
that's
did you
crazy.
See the story in the news? Did you see the story in the news? It was on CNN. Yeah, it was crazy.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe that.
My face hit the button. My bad. I'm sorry. What I was saying is that happened in Massachusetts earlier this week. I believe on Monday the news broke. Tuesday, here we are Wednesday, and they're still looking for answers. Next thing I want to talk about is something really, really effing cool. Okay, so I don't know if you guys are familiar with what eucalyptus plants and trees are, but anyway, Australia is a very rural area, and there's a lot of fresh resources because Australia was basically a country full of rebels, so they got to keep all their shit to themselves because countries like America and China shit ain't fucking with them because they follow their own rules of savagery. Anyway, they found gold particles in the eucalyptus trees. I think this shit is pretty cool. A lot of times we let historians in the news tell us what's worth value and what's not. And there was a man, you know, like just doing regular cut some trees down, clear some land, build a building. And when they went to cut into the trees, first they found it in the branches, gold leaf, and then they actually found it in the leaves that's coming off the trees. Now, they're not saying how significant of an amount are being found in the trees, but I just think that's cool because that just goes to show that when nature isn't disturbed long enough, it can do some really, really amazing things. They're saying the trees were, you know, at least, you know, over 100 years old. We're talking about really, really old wildlife. The earth was left to its own devices, and now they're finding gold in places they never even knew gold could grow. Cool beans to me. I thought the shit was cool. I was kind of excited.
Cool.
I wish I lived in Australia so I can cut some fucking leaves off. Anyway, next thing I want to talk about is the Affordable Health Care Act right here at home, people. All month long, it's been the Republicans and why they don't like it and why they're scared of it and blah, blah, blah. So now this week it's the Democrats' turn. And they're saying that they want to overturn some of the penalties and fees that come along with missing the deadline. A lot of small business owners and U.S. families are complaining because all the methods that they've been told to sign up for the Affordable Health Care Act, the lines have been down, the servers have been down. And so now they're worried because they're afraid they're not going to be able to meet the deadline and they're going to have to pay the fine and the penalty. So now the Democrats are trying to fight to override certain parts of the bill. Law now is no longer a bill. Let's stop saying that. It's a fucking law. They want to take the law back off the books and amend it and change it up a little bit, which I think is a good idea. I think everything in the Constitution should be able to be revisited and revised as time goes on and as the world changes. You know, nobody can see the future, so a lot of the time when bills and laws and proposals are written, they later need to be revised because times change. I'm a fan of the Affordable Health Care Act, even though I have health insurance through my job. I got Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. Go, 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 go. I got the real shit.
I still think that I'm a fan of it. I feel like everybody here deserves a chance to have affordable, reasonable health care. I ain't talk about no care source where they just give you the basis and they send you home. I'm talking about some real shit. So, you know, look it up, Affordable Health Care Act. Look into the Massachusetts teacher slang. Talk to your children. Ask them if they're having problems. Don't leave any stone unturned when it comes to your kids. And if you got a eucalyptus plant, let a bitch know. Don't come over there and check to see if you got some shit that I can use blown out of it. That's all I'm going to say. All right, back to Mr. Joe.
Hello, Ms. Jones?
Yeah, we're here. I was eating on the salad, my fault. No, I was eating on the salad, man. I didn't want y'all to hear me crunching on these damn carrots and shit. But,
Red Man and Method Man said they smoked a 24-carat blunt. So is that what they're talking about? They want to use eucalyptus leaf to roll it? So they've been talking about something all on the web that Red Man and Method Man has said they smoked a 24-carat blunt. So that must be what they're talking about.
Eucalyptus actually has a lot of healing properties that all of us use. And so it's really tough to prove that it's evolved to a point where they actually are making gold. They've
Is she talking to us?
I don't know. She sounds muffled.
Yes, she
talking to us? Yeah, but you sound real muffled, baby.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. Maybe my mic is acting up.
We can hear you now. But it would sound like you was muffled or something.
I'm sorry. No, I was just saying it would be cool, you know, if you could smoke a 24-carat blunt, but I don't know how well eucalyptus
burn.
Eucalyptus leaves don't dry and burn. I think that might be a little bit uneven.
I gotta research it. I'm going to research it and get back to you on it, you know. Because it's something on the web that Method Man and Redman are reporting that they smoked a 24-carat blunt. And then you're reporting that they got gold and eucalyptus trees over in Australia in the outback. So just like two and two together. But why would niggas want to smoke it? Spend that money. Invest. CDs counts. So smoke it.
Because niggas do ignorant shit, but I mean, because I would try to invest in myself.
Right. That's why I don't even want to smoke it, man. I don't even want to. That's why I didn't want to report that they smoked a 24-carat blunt. Like, I didn't want to report that when I saw it in the news, in my news. Like, I'm not about to report that, man. You need to invest. You know? Stack your money. Don't be a mama's boy. Scrappy, stop telling your mama all your business. When Scrappy put Erica on blast on the show, on the reunion show, he was like, but she always had been shitting on him, but Scrappy was like, but I don't never say nothing about you. You cheated on me with that married man. Boy, Erica's eyes got so big. And I bet you that's the shit he been telling his mama. That's why his mama don't give a fuck about Erica. Like, nigga, you know. Like,
the fact of the matter is, when it comes to them, I think Mama D, you know what I'm saying, love her son, you know what I'm saying, unconditionally.
Yeah.
And she wants the best for him. I mean, but I do think at the same time that she do, you know what I'm saying, overcross her boundaries. And a lot of mothers do that. You know what I'm saying? And especially, like, holding the celebrity status that he do hold, you know what I'm saying, his name.
Yeah. Right.
So, of course, she's going to want, you know what I'm saying, the extreme best for him. So,
right.
I mean, your mother, I think most parents look at you like this right here, and it's hard to let go because they look at the fact like this right here. Ain't nobody going to love you like me because I birthed you.
Mm-hmm.
But especially when a man, you know what I'm saying, gets married to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna speak on a marriage instead of versus a relationship. What a lot of people fail to realize, biblically, that tie you have with your mother, your father, you have to let go and you share that tie with your wife or your husband at that point in time.
Yeah, that's scripture. That's scripture right there, yeah. You leave your mama
and
dad.
And a lot of people, when it comes to mama boys or daddy's girls or whatever, they have their close relationship, which that's wonderful to have if you have a relationship with your parents like that still. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They get it confused. It's like, okay, they want to love their husband the way they want to love their husband or their wife, but they want their mother or father or both parents to fit in that same circle. And they have to realize it doesn't always work like that.
That's true. So, men, we need y'all to man up out there, man. Stop being mama's boys, you know. If you don't mind, Mr. Jones, I got this little piece while we still waiting on Mama D. It's called Be a Man About It, you know. Tell me what y'all think, too, and chop it up. Disappointment of part of life can use. Oh, okay, here you go. He comes down. Disappointment of part of life, get used to it early. Learn not to cry about everything. Emotional is all human beings. The woman is the one known for crying much. Don't be a man out of touch. Bluff necessary at times, but never cool to front. I'm a bear like a brawler. I'll never be punked. Life's about choices. Choose what you want. The state of being an adult male is knowing God gives us free will. God gave man dominion over earth and every creeping thing. He appointed man king. Our minds are unable to face danger with self-possession. Sometimes it means when we're arrested. My heart filled with bravery, knowing only God could save me. Qualities traditionally attributed to a man. They rush in the old way out and the new way in. Male bonding is very necessary. A boy needs guidance to manhood. Granddaddy taught me to pray good. I guess that means for others. Yet man is born into trouble. It's not absurd. Some of my lyrics come from the word. Stand for God or always accept wooden nickels. Get yourself in a pickle. Decipher this riddle. I'm just a member of the village that's been at odds too long. Time for a verse to raise a child to be strong. You can't go deeper than me. I go deeper than thongs. Grow a boy to a man with hip-hop songs. Sex is for grown-ups. Children for married folks. These guidelines are not to be broke. A mind state of no hope will be invoked. Still I rise like weed smoke. Be a warrior and provider. That's part of being a rider. Jesus is love. That word an action verb. Remember your father is rich in houses and land, even without the presence of physical man. Love your woman like God's son, love the church. By the sweat of your brow, man shall work. Keep your hair cut low. Houses God don't know. Ain't no pretty dudes in jail. Might as well be female. We excel to succeed. X and Y chromosomes determine the sex of a seed. Read Paul's message on the purpose on difference. Sentence after sentence. Hope I can help somebody with this. Be strong, not timid. Created in his image. Be a man about it. You hear me? You heard?
Yeah, that was great.
Thanks, man. I'm just trying to encourage men to be men, you know?
I apologize on this grown man shit for y'all.
You know?
Ain't nothing wrong with that, brother.
Yeah.
So, the new version of your book is coming out.
I also got the revised 23 Chromosomes collection of poetry. You can get that now at DaytonMetroLibrary.org. But yeah, I'm revising it with some more updated poems in there. That one I just did, Be a Man About It, will be in there. Pain, killing in my sleep, you know, Stop the Killing, that's going to be in there. Faith, a few new ones will be in the book. So, yeah, we're looking for that.
I'll be on the lookout for that.
Shop all the poet quotes will be on T-shirts. You can be ordering them soon. So you pick your favorite quotes, you know. Y'all get to pick y'all on the promo shirts that they're gonna be handmade and they will be $25. But the regular shirts is $7. But we're putting it down. Got a company name and everything. So you know, so you can holler at me at Southfather Poet on Facebook, and you can holler at me on South Florida Poet on Twitter. You know, I've been on Twitter a couple weeks, y'all. I got 100-something followers already, you know what I'm saying? People from China and everything. It's Istanbul. Oh, that. It's been jumping off. It's been jumping. Strictly for networking and marketing. If you're on the Internet, just be on there to make money. Just be on there to make money if you're on the Internet. You know what I mean? And then you can call your people. You can visit your friends and family, you know. But if you're on the Internet, get money, please. Stop the beefing on Facebook, tell your business. Get money.
Mr. Jones, how big is that salad, my nigga?
Man, what you got in it, man?
You smacking?
Yeah, who made it?
No, but you quiet. You quiet.
Yeah,
just because somebody, just because you got a couple pieces of lettuce underneath your ribeye does not make it a salad.
Right.
Nah, this is motherfucking garden salad, though. It's all salad, man. Hey, my wife.
Man, he's trying to put some cucumbers. He's trying to put some cucumbers on top of his fried steak, and that's the salad.
Those salads be the bomb at the Jones household. I can appreciate those. I ain't gonna lie. Those salads be the bomb over there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
That's what me, Mrs. Jones, eating them. Your wife will be somewhere watching you, making sure you eat every bite. She only gives you lemon and vinegar.
Like, they go somewhere. French dressing is healthier than ranch, man. I got to tell you, that's what the doctor told me. French dressing is healthier than ranch.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I don't like ranch dressing. Ranch dressing is for single white women. I ain't eating that.
Oh, I'm on the French. I'm on the French. I took French in high school, and I'm back to eating French dressing, you know.
Really. I bet you they're single, too, and they fat. That's nasty. Ranch dressing is disgusting. I seen white women dip everything from pretzels to potato chips, carrots, celery, and ranch dressing. Ugh.
Yeah.
Number one way to tell if you're gonna die alone is how much ranch dressing you eat in a year.
That is not a real statistic. No, it's not a real statistic.
It is in my world, nigga. It is in my world. You sitting up eating all that dressing, watching your muffin top grow, talking about I'm eating salads. Ranch dressing is one of the worst things you could put on a salad. I'm just saying, vinaigrettes are better. Putting all that cheesy glop on there. Ugh. Talking about it's a salad, though. It's a salad.
You told me that shit ain't healthy. I'm French all the way. And French don't taste bad, though. French dressing don't taste bad.
South Paul, you know, in my house, we serve vegetables naked. We don't put nothing on it. Get you some salt, some pepper, and some lemon juice. That's it. I'm going to raise my mama's boy to be made out of steel and metal. Shit, he ain't eat none of that bullshit.
Yeah, me and your boy love them vegetables, for real.
And pears and fruit and shit. Mr. Jones over there, what you got on your salad? You better not tell me you got no watermelon on your salad. You one of them black people to put watermelon in your salad?
I ain't never had one on the salad, though. That nigga is swallowing. He ain't
the chicken's the eye, man.
He ain't talking.
Our sister said that they want to reschedule. I mean, so we'll see how that turn out. I'm going to probably turn it down. You know what I'm saying?
Tell that bitch reschedule that ponytail tightening, man. Get the fuck out of here. What's she doing? She ain't doing shit.
A lot of listeners want to talk to her, man. Like,
Mama D ain't doing shit. She better be at home oiling her fucking feet.
You know,
that's all I'm saying.
When the bookings and the bitch ain't showing up for none.
She better be at home washing her ponytail out for tomorrow. Shake that shit out in the sink. She better be doing what she know how to do.
That was crazy, man. Now y'all see why I love my team, because they just as opinionated as I am. You know what I'm saying?
I hope she's listening, too. I hope her handler's listening. Like, she was talking about you. Yes, I was. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something else. Whoever do Mama D's makeup, make her look like a corpse. She must have a mortician or a fucking makeup artist. Because she be looking so silly putty on the show. Mama D. Man, there's no way you could spend all of the 80s and the 90s smoking and then be 62 talking about I'm still the queen. No, the fuck you're
no,
not.
You ain't.
She looks
right.
like the Crypt Keeper. She looks like Tales from the Crypt. She looks like she about to pop
she
up.
Like from a queen to a king, like the Call of the Bulls
head. Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Wow. Erica's mama still looked good, though, even after all the crap they won the reunion show. Erica's mama didn't look that bad. You know,
at least Erica's mama admit to her faults. At least she could say yeah. the reason why. You know,
I can
dig that. I can't dig Mama D's flagrant ass.
Right. She extra. Right.
I like Mama D.
And Scrappy, like, even though you was a crack fiend, Mama, you always was a black queen, Mama. Nah, I just
went. Oh, my God, I'm too weak off of that. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. When things go wrong, we blame Mama.
So, all right, y'all, look.
Please.
Man, it's been a crazy one on this Layback Wednesday. It's your boy Peanut, a.k.a. Mr. Jones, we got lovely Daisy in the building. We got my man Southpaw.
Yes,
yeah, be sure y'all can go to the website to check the show out, blogtalkradio.com/JonesVlogSpot with a V, not a B as in boy, a V as in vagina. So
V as in vagina, not D as in balls. Pussy run this. I'm saying pussy run this.
So, you know what I'm saying? But y'all want to get in contact with me, Jones Blog Spot, everything on all social networks. Lovely Daisy, she can do her own shit and stuff. I can do his own shit and I eat too. And you know what I'm saying?
Well, we love you too, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, motherfucker. But, you know, I was going to ask Mama D to spell that shit on her. Be saying, can you spell this naive? Like, spell that shit. What the fuck is they saying? Shit.
Oh, y'all going to give y'all how y'all get in contact with you?
Go ahead, Daisy. I already did, man.
A Lovely Daisy on Facebook. I mean, Lovely Daisy Thornton on Facebook. Lovely Daisy on Twitter and The Good Witch on Instagram. It's real simple. I tell y'all every week, most of y'all follow me secretly anyway. You might as well hit the friends button and stop being a pervert about it, letting me see who you are. Don't be creepy like that. Because only creepy motherfuckers go to your page and don't hit the like button. I don't even consider them haters. I consider them creepy little perverts. That's just fucking weird. Hit the fucking friend button.
I'm getting these women that want to be my friends, too. I'm like, who the fuck? You only got one dick. I don't want to accept that. I know it's my artist page.
I accept all friend requests. If you follow me, I follow back. I don't judge.
Yeah, yeah.
But just don't be creepy and go to my page and stop. That's some creepy shit.
I be getting calls, too, talking about, you want to answer my call, but you on Facebook. My page is strictly for networking and marketing. If I'm on there,
you should tell them, well, bitch, I like Facebook. You, on the other hand, I'm not too fond of.
Hey, this shout out, I approve that message that you're listening, lady. They keep doing that shit to me. See, be mad if you want to. I don't give a fuck. Shit, I'm too busy for a relationship. I'm trying to get money. I got shit to do. Just trying to lock me down. I'm a man, not a mama's boy. What the fuck on with that shit? Meet me at the church. But, shit.
Hello?
Hit us up and shit. smoking crack.